So I tried to estimate how big this impact is. So I said, what has it taken to produce the current information society we have? Take all the developers at IBM, Microsoft, Oracle, SAP, so on, the government institutions, all the software they produced so far, and all this thing we see around us, ATMs and whatever. And I conclude that it's no more than a few hundred thousand developers that it took to create this world, this information society. And nearly all of them are today white men between the age of 40 and 60 years. But today, with the internet reaching out to everybody, we have maybe 30 million developers in the world. We have 100 times more developers available today than what existed to produce the level of information society that we have today. So that's just an enormous difference. It doesn't matter anymore how many people you hire into your company, because there are 100 times more outside your company who are producing software, playing with software, editing software, distributing software. So it's just enormous. I'm not sure any production mechanism in the world has ever seen a two orders of magnitude jump in just 10, 15 years. So I did a calculation, and this is where I needed your response. So these numbers are guesswork, and I take no responsibility for them. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the message is clear. Say that we have 30 million developers in the world. How many of them might be open source contributors one way or the other? I said, 40%? Why not? That's 12 million people worldwide. That's about the installed base of Ubuntu, so it actually sounds low. It's the installed base of MySQL, so it does sound low. And then I said, how many hours per week might these people contribute? And I said, 4. But you responded with 8 this morning. But say it's 4. That means 1.2 million full-time employee equivalents of production power. That's 17 times Microsoft. This is the power of the freedom. This is the power of the architecture of participation. If you let everybody give it a try, then you have 17 times the power of the world's most powerful software company. And sure, you can say, but not all of them will be productive. But hey, come on, is everybody at Microsoft productive? And it doesn't matter what company we're talking about. Microsoft is clearly the most successful software company so far. So it is with respect that I say it. But anyhow, the power has shifted completely outside the walls of the corporation. And that is, we haven't even seen the beginning of what these changes will do for us.